Are they giving, you know, us our representation that we're supposed to have? Are they the 1% or the 0.001%?
They are tyrants.
Tyrants? Who are they, right? They're just guys that like taking vacations. They like taking vacations with koala bears. And guess what? Your 401k pays for those vacations. That money sits in your bank. Actually, the money sits in their bank. The money sits in their bank making them money. So if you have a bank account and it has more than $100 in it over the course of any given week, you're doing something wrong, okay? That money needs to work for you, not work for them. What I try to tell people is unless you're really good at math and statistics, don't even try to play their game because you're not gonna win. We work all the time to try to pay back this money that they create. And we get a little bit of it to spend on, I don't know, whatever, bread, eggs, or whatever. Which is very interesting, because if you consider how the Federal Reserve steals our money, how do they steal it? They steal it through inflation, right? They create the taxation, which just happened to be on 1913 when this all started in the first place. So if you ask yourself, well, wait a minute, why are eggs more expensive now than they were 20, 30, 40, 50, 80 years ago? The reason is because all the chickens got together and created an egg cartel. And they decided to make the price of the eggs go up every year. Huh? Right?
Yeah.
No! The eggs don't go up because of the chickens. They go up because they keep printing money out of the Federal Reserve. Okay? So, you know, if everyone's heard of G. Edward Griffin, they talk about the Mandrake mechanism. They just create the money. And that's essentially what happens. So, we all know that. I'm hoping that those of you who have the video will be able to present it to people that don't understand this. And just Google the Federal Reserve, Google and the Fed San Francisco, and the Fed US, something, and you're going to find information about how the Fed works and how they go to the Federal Reserve site and find out what the Fed says that they do. It's very interesting because they say exactly what we say, because that's what's in the Federal Reserve Act. And so anyways, biggest buildings in all of the cities are always the banks. The biggest buildings are the banks because they want to keep all of your money for them and not give any of it back to you, of course. So anyways, what do we do about it? So I think I want to just leave you guys with a thought, which is, okay, we could be out in front of the Federal Reserve. We can talk to people throughout the country about this, and we can say end the Fed. Some people ask, well, what are you going to replace it with? I say, well, I don't think we have to replace it with anything. There are several people out there that are a lot smarter than me about how to do better monetary systems. There's cashless currencies that are not part of the government, Bitcoin and stuff like that, which I think people need to look at. There's also other commodities. Guys like Bill Still, G. Edward Griffin are people that I recognize. Maybe the next guys up can recommend some other people to listen to as well. But I think it's all about us, ultimately. It's about you and me. It's about the banks that we put our money into. What bank do I put my money into? I put my money into a very small bank that doesn't have a lot of owners. Okay? And like I said, how much money do I have in my bank? Well, not a lot. Okay? Because that's the way I roll. And so you have to put your money somewhere. You can put it under your mattress. The bottom line is it's peer-to-peer. It's you and me. It doesn't matter what political spectrum you're in, what I'm in, what the guy in Timbuktu's in. We all have to come together and say, what the Fed is going on with this country? What the Fed is going on with this country? And other countries that have central banks ruled by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. These organizations are stealing the world blind. Just ask somebody in Cyprus, for God's sakes. Just look up Google. Say Google Cyprus. Cyprus money. where's my savings account that 70% was stolen? Okay, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that they're robbing us blind, okay? So if you consider yourself left wing or right wing, or I don't know what wing I'm in, which I that's where I fit. I think I'm an anarchist, which means no rulers, okay? I don't want anybody to rule over me, and let's not get it wrong, is if you put your money in the bank, you are being ruled. You're being ruled by their rules, okay? So let's just not kid ourselves. So why are we out here? We're out here because we don't want any rulers, right?
Right.
Woo!
Right.
And I have to stand in one place.
Okay. That's slavery.
I'm shackled to the microphone. Anyways. Yeah, no, I think that's all I have. I mean, I want to get together with you guys, and I hope you guys want to get together with me and all the other speakers, and Occupy can talk to whoever else is on the street, and let's just talk. Let's just get this dang thing going and get rid of all of these central banks and fiat currencies and crud that these people are putting us through. So.
Bravo! Bravo! Bravo!
Thank you, Sean. Sorry I shackled you to that microphone. Kind of like we're shackled by the Federal Reserve money system.
Sing.
I was videotaping the fantastic projection that's going on right there, by the way. So especially if you got a Twitter, you might want to bust that out. It looks pretty awesome. So our next panelist is me. I have a prepared statement.
Uh-oh.
Well, hi guys. I know many of you here know me, but I'm so happy to see so many people out here today. I don't know if all of you know, but this was the site of the occupation of Occupy San Francisco that happened a couple years ago, and I camped out in this very spot right here. That right there would have been my little soapbox, but now it's been covered, unfortunately. So now we're in a sandbox. It's fine. But I'm Jane Smith, and I am with Occupy. I consider myself first and foremost an Occupy activist, but I'm also active with Strike Debt. And today I'm really excited to be a part of this coalition that's called FedUp 100. Today's the 100th birthday of the Federal Reserve. And I think we kind of know why we're all here, right? We're all here to say that a century is enough. We don't want another birthday of the Federal Reserve. It's really, really nice to see all these people out to say that we don't want another birthday to the Federal Reserve. But a lot of people really don't understand what the Federal Reserve system is about and why so many people protest it. Right? Like, the Federal Reserve System is responsible, really, for a huge amount of misery in the world today. It's just kind of opaque and very, very hard to understand, and it's shrouded in secrecy, and that's one of the reasons that we're illuminating it today. We're illuminating the Fed and really explaining what is the source, how the Fed helps, or how the Fed harms the rest of us in our everyday lives. So the Federal Reserve System is responsible for a lot of ills in this world, and how? Well, it all starts with who. Who is the Federal Reserve? Who does the Federal Reserve represent? And then we will go on and say what they do. What does the Federal Reserve do? So let's start with the who. The Federal Reserve is 100% owned by Wall Street banks. It is... Wall Street banks are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve, to which the Federal Reserve pays dividends every year. They pay them 6% dividends on their shares. So, of course, the Fed will always serve the interests of the Federal Reserve, of the banks, right? Because the private banks are the owners of the Federal Reserve. This is like the most important part, that it is run by and for the bankers. All that stuff about it trying to help the economy and all those kinds of things, like that's what they say their mandate. Wall Street banks that we have all been protesting for over 2 years now, the Bank of America, Citibank, JP Morgan Chase, and our very own San Francisco favorite, Wells Fargo. So I know a lot of people may be surprised when they hear the fact that it's the Federal Reserve is owned by banks, because the Fed has done a lot to cover up the fact that they're private. They call themselves federal. They have a chairman that is appointed by the president, but really from a short list handed to the president by the banks. Also, you may have heard that they return profits that they make back to the treasury, but only after doing all the policies that they needed to do for the banks. So all that leftover money, oh yeah, sure, they'll return it to the treasury. So they have really tried as hard as possible to make themselves look like they are the government. But they're not the government. So they have no accountability or oversight. Congress can't audit them. I mean, we all know the Congressman Ron Paul has spent his entire political career trying to audit the Fed, and the poor man never got the frickin' Fed fully audited by the time he left Congress. So obviously they have no congressional oversight. So the Federal Reserve is definitely not public. It is a private institution. So that brings me to the question, why have they tried so hard to appear public? Why do they try so hard to pretend that they are federal?
So they can have a monopoly.
Because they want to think that what they do is done by the government. So that brings me to what they do. The Fed's main function, its main function, is controlling the money supply. Another way to say this is that what the Federal Reserve does is create money for the entire nation. They want you to think that money is created by the government for the people, but it's not. Money is created today by the banks and the Federal Reserve for the banks. Well, all our money is currently issued as debt. Most of it comes into existence as loans. Most of our money is not physical currency, it is digital. And the way that it came into being and in someone's bank account is through a loan, whether it be housing debt, national debt, credit card debt, all sorts of debt. Student loans. Because all of these loans are issued by the Wall Street banks, they get the money first. These banks get to use that money in order to buy up all the things that they want before the money inflates the money supply and propagates through the economy. So really, they also get money, the banks get money from the Federal Reserve at 0.25% interest. Today, they can get money from the Federal Reserve at 0.25% interest. So they're basically getting money for free from the Fed. This allows the banks to get the money first and keep it away from places that need it. For example, Oakland, Detroit, Stockton, all the other cities that are going bankrupt around the nation. While cities go bankrupt, instead of bailing them out, the Fed will pour billions and billions of dollars into the banks. They call it quantitative easing. Now, we've all heard the news stories. Lo and behold, on January, they're going to start paying $75 billion a month instead of $85 billion a month to the banks to bail them out, to basically buy up their assets and instead put reserves instead of their broken mortgage-backed securities. It's basically a money laundering scheme. They allow these banks, the Fed allows these banks to borrow from them at 0.25% interest. But what about the cities and the municipalities? They have to borrow from Goldman Sachs with horrible swaps at 6%, 7%, 8% interest, and everyone's taxes and austerity, all of that is pushed onto the people to pay as interest. So quantitative easing is a wealth transfer to the banks, and it is exactly what we should expect Think about it. We have had national debt crises, austerity. All of this is said that there's really not enough money to do all sorts of things. Well, if there's not enough money, what do you mean there's not enough money? There seems to be plenty of frickin' money, $85 billion a month flowing into these other banks, right? So there is money. It's just that there is no money for us. There's only money for the banks. So that is at the heart of the matter. The Federal Reserve is a private, unaccountable institution that is in charge of the single most important economic function of a nation, issuing money. Money should not be issued as debt. When it is issued as debt, it propagates as debt, indebting us all. We end up with a huge national debt, which the 99% are expected to get taxed in order to return the interest. People who saved money get an inflated money supply. Their purchasing power goes to nothing. Since the Federal Reserve got enacted, we have lost the dollar's purchasing power by 98%. The people are forced to accept austerity and privatization as a result. But all the stuff that's getting privatized is being sold to the bankers who ended up with all the money from issuing it in the first place. And at the root of all this is the fact that the private institution that we know as the Federal Reserve is the one that is in charge of issuing the money. As an occupier, you know, I can't speak for the entire group, but I can speak for a very large part, a portion of us. And that is that money cannot be issued as debt. There is no reason that the national government, the United States government, has to borrow from a private banking cartel. We need to issue our own debt-free sovereign money. The Federal Reserve needs to be part of the Treasury. It needs to be accountable to the people. There needs to be oversight by the public. Because it affects so many people in the public, this money issuing power needs to be given back to the public. And they will try to divide us, because this shit, this is dangerous, right? Like, the left coming together with the right, like, this is dangerous. They will try to divide us. They will say, oh, they'll try to put the labels on us, right? They will say, like, oh, the libertarians against Occupy, against socialists, against Tea Partiers. But we will not let them do that. We will all stand strong and allied because we all want this same thing. We want to end the control of private central bankers over the national and the world's money supply. That's the bottom line. So watch out, Federal Reserve. FedUp 100, which is a coalition of people from all across the political spectrum, is here, and we're going to make sure that there are no more birthdays of the Federal Reserve. One century is enough. One century is enough. One century is enough. One century is enough.
One century is enough.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet. So, our next panelist, we're very excited to have John Dennis here. We have John Dennis from Golden Gate Liberty Revolution. Thank you so much for coming.
How come a dollar is worth 2 cents?
No, it's worse than that. It's like a half a cent.
Okay.
Happy 100th anniversary! I have to say, I'm actually rather encouraged by this crowd. I suspect 100 years ago there weren't this many people here, so congratulate yourselves for being here.
Yeah.
I'd also like to thank our police escort.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah. Thank you.
Respect authority.
Thank you for keeping us safe here.
Yeah, right.
We know we are the subject of attack, and the fact that you're here makes us feel a lot much more comfortable. The truth is, I'm happy that they're here, because we get another opportunity to show that this movement, the movement to end the Fed, the movement to roll back the state, the movement to create a freer world, is not based on coercion. That's what the state does. That's what the government does. This movement is about peace.
Woo!
Yeah. There we go.
No, it's not. No, it's
not.
It's not?
It is for me. It is for me.
You can stop driving.
Variety of opinions. That's okay.
Let him talk.
Yeah, let him talk.
This Federal Reserve is the most transparent scam in the history of the world. You know, Christopher Hitchens used to say that Mother Teresa pulled off the greatest emotional con job of the 20th century. I'd submit that the Federal Reserve did it in ways that Mother Teresa could never dream of. This institution has everyone believing that the world will fall apart unless their wisdom guides us. They have put the most transparent, fundamentally awful scam to the world and put PhDs from Ivy League universities to cover it up and pretend that they're our overlords. We don't need them. The markets don't need them, we don't need them, and certainly the future of freedom doesn't need them. You know, today I sent out an email, actually posted it on Facebook first, and I made some comments about this, which some people refer to as hyperbole. And I want to read a little bit for you, if you'll bear with me for a second. A 100 years ago today, Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act, handing over control of the money supply of the United States to bankers. Schemed in private by the mega powerful, what awful consequences have the people suffered because of the law creating the most insidious cartel ever devised? The Fed has financed impossible wars, expanded the liberty-destroying federal government, and stolen the wealth of everyone through inflation, all for the gain of the insiders. And as if inflicting this parasite on the American people wasn't enough, the creation of the Bretton Woods system in the mid-1940s gave insiders of what before they could only dream, control of money worldwide. Now, some people pushed back on that and said, wow, this is a little bit over the top, but I want to go through each of those points individually and specifically. If the Federal Reserve was not in the Treasury market every month buying T-bills, and the tax bill specifically for the Afghanistan war was sent to your home, how long do you think that war would last? There is no war that goes on today that is not financed by the Federal Reserve. As to the expansion of the liberty-killing federal government, the NSA, what do I need to push at? The NSA just put out a cartoon showing themselves as an octopus, a squid, wrapped around humanity, wrapped around the earth. The Federal Reserve thinks nothing of sending you a bill at the end of the year and forcing you to pay if there's not a company in the world that does that. The fact is that individual liberty ends where government begins. In its best form, government could possibly protect your freedoms, but we've long since seen that date. And lastly, if anybody thinks that inflation isn't a redistribution scheme and that the Federal Reserve hasn't destroyed wealth, the dollar today is worth 2% of what it was worth in 1913. 2%. The dollar's lost 98% of its value. Where do you think that money went? Do you think that money might have gone to Goldman Sachs through AIG when Warren Buffett lobbied the Federal Reserve to pay them off? I would say that, by the way, Warren Buffett is an interesting character. Read about his father and what he stood for, and I can assure you that the apple has fallen far, far, far from the tree. So in any event, I applaud you for being here. I applaud you for keeping up the fight. A few years ago when some of us started, there weren't very many of us, and now more and more people are catching on. When Ron Paul and Barney Frank put a very, very, very tiny window, a pinhole-sized window, into the Dodd-Frank bill, just to see what the Fed did during the financial crisis, what they found out was astounding. Now, I want you to keep in mind that the federal government, Congress, every day fights over $4 trillion budget. $4 trillion. What they found was, in this tiny window, this tiny pinhole, is that the Federal Reserve, during the financial crisis, not only loaned to tons of companies, including GE and all sorts of, Harley Davidson, all sorts of companies, but they loaned $16 trillion out to foreign banks. No oversight. Not a word said. Congress fights over $4 trillion, and the Fed gives out $16 trillion without anybody saying a word. I think it's time to end the Fed. I'm so honored to be here. I'm honored that you keep up the fight. I hope that we don't have to go another 100 years. I hope that the end comes soon enough. The fact is that the world, the capital structure of the world, is so incredibly out of balance. It's a miracle that the Federal Reserve continues to exist today. But like all bad things, they must come to an end as well. The Federal Reserve also will. And during the holidays, I'd like to suggest to you, don't let it get you down. I'm wearing my Christmas red tonight because through all of this, humanity continues, life continues, goodness continues, and it's better to live well and to live right and make that the best revenge. Happy holidays. Thanks for keep fighting for the Fed. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.